There is a very powerful verse that has transcended time, becoming one of Jesus' closest teachings and transforming the lives of millions of people. But it is not found in the Bible, you know. This verse was buried for more than 1,000 years, until the day God willed it to be found. The Bible is composed of 66 chosen books we know today, but other books were discarded and hidden so they would not be destroyed. Over 1,000 years later, God wanted these books to be discovered in Egypt. One day a shepherd was on the mountain with his flock when one of the sheep strayed. So the shepherd left the others and went to seek the lost sheep, finding a deep cave. In this cave, he found urns with scrolls, known today as the Gnostic writings. Among them was a hidden gem, the lost Gospel of Thomas. Why is this gospel so special? Imagine having access to the exact words of Jesus, without filters or interpretations. This gospel is the closest to the real words of Jesus, becoming an invaluable guide to understanding and applying his teachings authentically. Here, in the Gospel of Thomas, we find the most powerful verse of all, a verse that has transformed the lives of millions of people. In the opening words of this gospel, Jesus warns us, "Whoever finds the meaning of these words will not taste death." Why does Thomas start with this phrase? This verse can be translated as, "Whoever understands these words will find the key to eternity." But Jesus uses the word death. What is death? For many, it is the end of physical existence, but Jesus tells us there is life beyond. Understanding these words can enable us to live a life so full and meaningful that it transcends physical existence. Think about how you live your life. Do you feel stagnant, as if something is missing? Jesus suggests that true understanding of his words can free us from this stagnation, offering us a life full of purpose and fulfillment. The second verse continues saying, "When you find, you will become troubled. When you become troubled, you will marvel and rule over all." This verse leads us to discover a truth that will transform our lives. Imagine finding a truth that shakes your beliefs and changes your perspective of the world. Feeling troubled is a sign that we are about to experience a profound change. Do not stop there. Allowing yourself to feel this disturbance is the beginning of a deep transformation. The verse promises that by marveling, we will rule over all. What does this mean for us? Ruling over all implies reaching a level of understanding and control over our lives that previously seemed impossible. Finally, the third verse, the most powerful. Jesus said, "If those who lead you say, 'Look, the kingdom is in heaven,' then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say, 'It is in the sea,' then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside you and outside of you." Jesus tells us clearly that the kingdom is neither in heaven nor the sea, but inside and outside of us. Jesus begins the verse by warning that the media, society, friends, and family may have good intentions, but the true guide is within us. Are we willing to listen to our own voice? In Luke 17:21, Jesus states, "The kingdom of God is within you." This verse invites us to reflect deeply on where we seek the kingdom of God and how self-knowledge liberates and transforms us. Jesus warns us not to seek the kingdom in external places. Seeking divinity outside of ourselves is a mistake. In Matthew 5:8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Think about how many times you sought answers externally, in books, leaders, or others' opinions. How many times have you felt lost? You need to look within, because all the answers are already inside you. In verse 1 and 13 of the Gospel of Thomas, the disciples ask Jesus when the kingdom will come. He replies, "It will not come by waiting for it. It will not be a matter of saying, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is.' Rather, the kingdom of the Father is spread out upon the earth and people do not see it." Often we seek grand signs and spectacular events to indicate the arrival of God's kingdom. However, Jesus reveals that the Father's kingdom is already spread out upon the earth, but people do not see it. In Matthew 13:16, Jesus says, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." The ability to see God's kingdom requires open spiritual eyes and ears. Spiritual blindness prevents us from recognizing the divine in the everyday. Jesus invites us to see God's kingdom in ordinary things. In Matthew 6:10, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." This prayer reminds us that God's kingdom manifests on earth when we live according to divine will. Reflect on the wisdom that resides within you. How many times have you had an intuition, an inner feeling that you knew was right? This is the kingdom Jesus speaks of. By recognizing and trusting this inner wisdom, you begin to connect with an infinite source of knowledge and power. In the Gospel of Thomas, we find another powerful verse about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom is like a man who had a hidden treasure in his field. Without knowing it, he left the field as an inheritance to his son. The son, too, was unaware of the treasure and sold the field. The buyer, upon plowing, found the treasure and began to lend money at interest. This verse invites us to reflect on the wealth and potential hidden within us. The man had a hidden treasure in his field, but did not know it. Upon his death, he left the field to his son, who also did not know about the treasure and sold it. It was the buyer who, upon plowing, discovered the treasure. The son, not knowing the value of the field, sold it without realizing the treasure it contained. This symbolizes how we often live our lives without recognizing our own value and potential. In Hosea 4:6, we read, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." These verses invite us to look within ourselves to find the kingdom of God. The kingdom is within and outside of us. This powerful truth can transform our lives if we allow ourselves to experience it. When we know ourselves, we are known and realize we are children of the living Father. Jesus teaches us that by knowing ourselves, our true essence will be recognized by ourselves, the universe, and God. Have you ever wondered who you really are? In John 8:32, Jesus declares, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Knowing the truth about ourselves frees us from the illusions and limitations that keep us bound. Reflect on your journey of self-knowledge. How many times have you sought answers outside of yourself, when in reality, all the answers are within? By knowing yourselves, you discover your true purpose and potential. Jesus also warns that if we do not know ourselves, we are in poverty and are poverty itself. This poverty is not just material but spiritual and emotional. Have you ever felt empty, lost, aimless? This feeling of poverty results from not knowing our true selves. In John 8:32, Jesus says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Knowing the truth about ourselves frees us from ignorance and allows us to see the world clearly. Jesus invites us to know the truth that will set us free. This knowledge is deep and personal, connecting us with our divine nature and with God. The quest for self-knowledge can be challenging, but the rewards are immense. By knowing ourselves, we connect with the living Father, with the divine that resides within us. This transformative knowledge not only frees us, but also empowers us to make decisions aligned with our true being. Jesus invites us to know the truth that will set us free and to recognize God's kingdom within us. This self-knowledge is the key to living a full and meaningful life. By embarking on this internal journey, we free ourselves from fear, ignorance, and limitations, experiencing a personal transformation that leads us to live with empowerment, peace, and love. Let's continue with the fourth verse. Jesus said, "An old man will not hesitate to ask a child of 7 days about the place of life, and he will live. For many of the first will be last, and will become one." This verse is a call to humility and the pursuit of wisdom in the most unexpected places. Jesus presents the image of an old man asking a newborn child about the place of life. Why would an old man, with all his experience and knowledge, seek answers from someone so young? In Matthew 18:3, Jesus says, "Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Children represent purity, innocence, and a direct connection with the divine, which adults often lose over time. An old man who does not hesitate to ask a child demonstrates great humility and openness. There is always something new to learn, even from the most unexpected sources. In Proverbs 11:2, we read, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Jesus also tells us that many who are first will be last and will become one. This principle relates to Matthew 20:16. So the last will be first, and the first will be last. In God's kingdom, hierarchies and social positions do not hold the same importance as in the world. In Galatians 3:28, Paul writes, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." In Jesus' words, becoming one suggests a profound unity among all beings. Despite our differences, we are all connected in a common essence. Let's move to the fifth verse. Jesus said, "Recognize what is in your sight, and what is hidden will be revealed to you, for there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed." Jesus urges us to pay attention to what is before us. Often the answers we seek are present in our lives, but we do not see them because we are not truly attentive. This simple action can reveal hidden truths and deepen our understanding of life. In Proverbs 4:25-26, we read, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways." Jesus promises that by recognizing what is before us, what is hidden will be revealed. This suggests that understanding and clarity come from mindful and conscious attention. How many times have you found answers in unexpected places or situations simply because you allowed yourself to be truly present? This verse teaches us that the truth is not always hidden in distant or inaccessible places, but can be found in the everyday and the immediate. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." By paying attention to what is around us and seeking sincerely, we find answers and revelations that were previously hidden. Jesus affirms that there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. This is a powerful statement about the nature of truth. Sooner or later, the truth reveals itself, and what is hidden comes to light. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, Paul writes, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." Let's now explore two more hidden gems in the Gospel of Thomas. The first says, "The kingdom is like a shepherd who had 100 sheep. One of them, the largest, went astray. He left the 99 and went in search of this one until he found it. After the fatigue, he said to the sheep, 'I love you more than the 99 others.'" This parable reminds us that each of us has immense and unique value to God. The shepherd does not give up until he finds the lost sheep, symbolizing God's persistent love for each of us. In Luke 19:10, Jesus says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." The second gem from the Gospel of Thomas is, "Whoever drinks from my mouth will become like me. I will become him, and the hidden things will be revealed to him." This verse is a profound invitation to spiritual union and personal transformation through Jesus. In John 6:56, Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." Jesus promises that the hidden things will be revealed to those who unite with him. In Matthew 11:25, Jesus says, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children." The Gospel of Thomas is a hidden gem that invites us to deep introspection and transformation. By exploring its teachings, we discover a path to self-knowledge and the perception of God's kingdom in our lives. Of course, I will continue the narrative to complete the requested length, maintaining cohesion and fluidity, and incorporating more biblical teachings organically. The Gospel of Thomas offers us a deep and transformative view of Jesus' teachings. It invites us to seek self-knowledge, see the divine in everyday life, practice humility, promote unity, and live with the awareness that God's kingdom is present here and now. These teachings challenge us to live more consciously and fully, recognizing our true essence and divine purpose. This gospel challenges us to see beyond the superficial, recognize our divine essence, and live with purpose and fullness. Remember that what is hidden will be revealed if we seek sincerely, and that all that is hidden will be manifested. Finally, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for dedicating your time to this message. Your support is a light on our path, inspiring us to move forward with our mission of spreading God's word. We are delighted to know that this video touched your hearts and awakened deep reflections on faith. Please share your reflections or experiences of faith in the comments. We are committed to being a channel of light, bringing comfort and inspiration to everyone. Your presence drives us to continue exploring and sharing more of this spiritual richness. From the depths of our hearts, thank you. Thank you for being part of this community of search and discovery, and thank you for allowing us to be part of your lives. May God bless you and your family. Amen. Continuing with our reflections, I want to highlight the importance of divine wisdom in our lives. In James 1:5 we read, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Divine wisdom is an invaluable gift that guides us in all situations. Jesus, in his words, constantly invites us to seek this wisdom. In Matthew 7:24-25, he says, "Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." Building our lives on the rock of Jesus' words is ensuring that regardless of the storms we face, we will stand firm and unshakable. This is a truth we can see reflected in our own lives when we choose to follow Christ's teachings. Moreover, Jesus teaches us about the importance of love. In John 13:34-35, he says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Love is the foundation of all Jesus' teachings. He calls us to love unconditionally, to forgive, and to extend a hand to our neighbor. This love transforms lives and creates a lasting impact on our world. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, Paul affirms, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." The Gospel of Thomas also reminds us of the importance of faith and hope. In Hebrews 11:1 we read, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." Faith sustains us in times of uncertainty and gives us the strength to persevere. Jesus often spoke about the importance of having faith. In Matthew 17:20, he said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." This faith empowers us to face challenges and overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable. Faith is the key to opening doors and achieving the impossible. In moments of difficulty, we must remember Jesus' words in John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus gives us peace that surpasses all understanding and encourages us to be courageous in the face of adversity. He overcame the world, and with him we are more than conquerors. The Gospel of Thomas, like the canonical Gospels, calls us to a life of transformation and authenticity. It challenges us to look within ourselves, seek self-knowledge, and live in harmony with Jesus's teachings. Each of us has the opportunity to live a full and meaningful life, connected to the divine that resides within us. By recognizing this truth, we are empowered to live with purpose and make a positive difference in the world. I invite everyone to reflect on their own journeys of faith and self-knowledge. In Psalms 139:23-24, we read, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. May this prayer be a guide in our lives, directing us to the everlasting way and helping us live in alignment with God's will. The path to personal and spiritual transformation is continuous. In Philippians 1:6, Paul writes, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." God is constantly working in us, perfecting us, and guiding us towards his purpose. We must surrender to this process with confidence and faith. I close this reflection with an invitation to all. Let us seek to live each day in communion with God, trusting in his wisdom, love, and guidance. May we be a light in the world, reflecting Christ's love in all we do. Thank you again for your presence and for dedicating your time to this message. May the peace and blessings of God be with you and your family today and always. Amen.